Biodiversity with Kelby Uchley.
Though mates for life for much of the year, they sleep on opposite sides of our house in the woods. One we call the East Wren. This is the male. The West Wren is the female that sometimes roosts above the front door or in a wind chime that she often rings on a dead calm evening, seemingly for her own amusement. They are Carolina wrens, the most common of five species of wrens in Louisiana. Except for marsh wrens that nest along the coast, the others only spend the winters here. A pair of Carolina wrens will establish a territory and live their entire lives in one small area. They are small, brown, rotund birds with a long, down-curved bill and a long tail that often bobs over their backs. A slender white stripe above each eye is characteristic. They are busybodies, and in addition, the male is a loudmouth. They creep and probe around under my front porch and in the garage, explore the firewood stacks, and if their business is questioned, dive headlong into brush piles that I leave for cover in the yard. The East Wren defends his territory all year by singing from a large repertoire of loud whistling calls in a constant playback loop. Some imagine that at times he is saying, "Tea kettle, tea kettle, tea kettle." Only the males sing loudly. Females are fussy with a vocabulary limited to stridulant buzzes, chirrs, and half-hearted songs. When it comes to nesting, they ratchet up the drama. Nest sites can be natural cavities in trees or unnatural coffee cans, tractor radiators, flower pots, or most recently the pocket of my rain jacket hanging in the garage. Apparently indecisive, they sometimes build a half dozen nests before deciding on the one that is just right. It is a bulky mass of leaves, grass, hair, feathers, and often a shed snakeskin. The female lays 4 to 8 eggs that she incubates for about 2 weeks. Both parents feed the nestlings for 2 more weeks until they fledge. In Louisiana, 3 broods a year are common. Their diet is mostly a wide variety of insects and spiders. In winter, they occasionally consume wild fruits and seeds and will eat suet from feeders. As neighbors go, they are a never-ending source of entertainment, even if a bit nosy.
Biodiversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.